Weekend. It's great having you along this weekend, America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. How are you doing? Hope everything is great, whatever you're up to. If you're wondering about your success ratio in terms of other people, you ever look around and say, gee, that person seems really successful, and I wonder why? You know, I'm okay, but that person's really successful. Well, there's an article in Inc. magazine that caught my eye that really kind of breaks down why people are successful and how is success defined. And success is really progress in your field. It's getting better and better, and maybe it's more promotions, maybe it's building a business if you're an entrepreneur, but there's growth involved, right? How does that growth happen? Well, according to this article, the key is learning. The key is learning and always growing through your learning and through all kinds of education. So they broke it down into 5 rules that successful people seem to incorporate into their daily habits, which I think is very interesting. So if you want to be successful and you want to learn more so you can grow, the first thing you have to do every day is read. And they believe that there are scientific benefits to reading that go beyond just knowing about facts or insight, because as you do this over time, you start to increase your range of cognitive abilities. And that comes from reading a lot. So I agree with that idea. You know, every day would be great if you could pick up a newspaper, which we don't really do anymore, or go online, whatever, and become acquainted with what's going on in the world, not just in your local area. Reading a book that maybe has nothing to do with your business. Maybe it's just a book about something that is so outside of your scope, but it allows you to learn about something you never knew about at all. Another factor into learning and being successful is practice. Everybody, no matter what you're doing, to become skilled has to practice or rehearse or go through it on several different levels. You don't just learn, you have to practice your craft. You have to learn how to write a story if you're a writer. You know, it's a repetitive process and it's a continuous process, but it makes you better. Learning from other people's experience is very crucial. Experience is a terrific teacher, we know that. And learning from others is a way to open up and expand, because we can see what other people have done, and we can use their successes and failures, their sense of experience, and the benefits of that experience to increase our own learning abilities and experience too. Asking for advice is another crucial part of this article. Having a mentor or a series of mentors in your life who can give you their ideas, they can draw on their experiences, their failures. One of the keys to success, this article states, is knowing when to ask for help. I think that's so important, because we all tend to want to do everything by ourselves and sometimes say, well, if I have to bring somebody else in, then that takes me more time out of my day. So there are a lot of elements about asking for advice, which is like asking for help. And I know that people tend to not want to do that, but it really helps a great deal if you open up your mind and you ask for assistance, ask for advice. And the fifth element of this article is to keep a student's mindset. And what that means is to really always have that thirst for knowledge and to want to learn more and more all the time. When you go to school, when you go to college, you take courses and you make papers and you're reading in the library. You have that constant sort of skill set, that mindset of learning. So keeping that idea of I'm a student of life, I'm a student of my business, I'm a student of people, keeps you engaged and keeps that constant thirst and quest for knowledge in your scope, which I think is so very important. So some great ideas from Inc. magazine today on America Weekend. Valerie Smaldone here. Welcome. America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Most riders aren't concerned with small stuff, preferring to ride and think about fixing the little stuff later on. Of course, that never happens. If a bike hesitates to turn over when the starter button is pressed, you could be melting the battery post. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Starter battery posts are made from lead, the same material used for fishing sinkers. Lead has a very low melting point. Battery terminals, which loosen out of adjustment, are a prime cause of terminal meltdown. Repeatedly cranking the starter will actually melt down the battery terminal. Proper tightening of battery terminals involves holding the cable steady and avoiding shorts while tightening the retaining bolt. Now, that sinker, let's go fishing. American Biker Minute.
Actually, it's time to ride.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Where do great business ideas come from? Sometimes it's as simple as shopping.
Don Fisher was looking for a new pair of jeans. He couldn't find any that fit. His wife Doris looked for them too, but she found limited assortments and messy displays.
It led to their big idea. They would stock all styles, sizes, and colors of Levi's in one store.
And starting with that one store, they built the Gap into a retail giant with over 3,000 stores and 134,000 employees serving customers in 90 countries. And they built a $3 billion fortune for themselves.
So look for gaps between what you want and what's available. Go shopping for your great idea. It will lead you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.